A successful gladiators contestant who has moved forward to the competition's quarter-final has thanked Bolton Hospice for their care of her late father, who she says is her inspiration. Betty Worth is the owner of the Farm Gym in Wigan, where she works as a fitness trainer, and last weekend she defeated two athletes to move forward to the next round. West Horton-born Betty, who now lives in Horwich, said that appearing on the programme was surreal and that she now dreams of becoming a gladiator herself. Previously, having lived and played college soccer in America before moving to Australia, Betty returned to the UK after her father fell ill and moved into Bolton Hospice. Betty credited her father Ian for reinvigorating her fitness journey, telling the Bolton News, "My dad died in 2017, and before I did the Eliminator, I said thank you very much to my friends and family, especially my dad. Always be with your friends and family, because they'll believe in you the most. Dad spent his last days in Bolton Hospice, so I must say a big thanks to them for their care. That's how I got into all my fitness, as I moved back to the country when that was happening and I got very fit after it. When I first got back from Australia, I took up football again, playing for Chorley Women, and that's what started me on the fitness journey. Then I went CrossFit training, which focused me into getting onto gladiators. I had to focus on something when I lost my dad, and it was my fitness that I focused on." Betty said that it was her ex-boss who sent her the application details for the programme, which she initially dismissed as a joke. However, she eventually realised it was true and that it would be worth applying. She appeared on the BBC One programme last weekend, even overcoming a time penalty. She explained the difficult part of the competition was staying focused, adding, "I had to block everything out. I couldn't get distracted and had to believe that if I was focused, all my training would get me there. I just wanted to get the word around, never give up. And no matter what, even if you feel like you're behind in life, you've got to stay focused and run your own race." Despite all of the physical challenges, Betty revealed that the strangest part of the episode was how kind everyone was. She added, "It was hard mentally. The games were just difficult. And as an athlete, they say it's really hard physically. But I can't explain sufficiently how physically and mentally demanding the whole experience was. But I'd do it again tomorrow, even though it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life."